Okay, we're up to Siman Tzadik, and we started the halachas of many specific halachas with regards to davening with a minyan. We'll now be learning the very important halacha of how much actually a person needs to travel and go. how much does a person need to actually go to a minyan? Which is very relevant in many, many cases. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Siv Tzayin. Ha-hoylech baderech. Somebody's traveling on a journey. Ve-higia lo-ir. And he reaches a city. Somebody's traveling from one place to another place. And he wishes to sleep in that city where he got to. If there is before him, ahead of him, the distance of 4 milin, where there's a minyan, he needs to go there. But if it's behind him, he needs to go 1 mil in order to daven the minyan. In other words, a person is traveling from place A to place C. That's where he's getting. Can we think of my map of London is not that strong? Can we think of? Good. Okay, it's going from Edgewood to Golders Green. Okay, let's talk about that. Beautiful. Okay, Edgewood to Golders Green. Now, he's walking and walking and walking. Okay, he reached, what's halfway somewhere? Mill Hill. Okay. When he reaches Mill Hill, he's okay, fine, I'm going to be staying here overnight. I'm finished. I'm going to be sleeping now overnight. Okay, and he reaches Mill Hill. Now, in Mill Hill, there's no minion. Okay, in our case now. Okay, Mill Hill, there's no minion. So now, the halacha is, that no. If you're going towards Golders Green, within 4 mil in your journey ahead of you, the journey that you're going to do, within the distance of 4 mil, which you're going to see exactly how much 4 mil is, there is going to be a minyan. In other words, if you're 4 mil away from your destination where there will be a minyan, 4 mil, so let's in our case, in Golders Green, you're 4 mil away from Golders Green where there is a minyan, then you can't go to sleep now, you must carry on. Keep going, keep moving, keep going. Because you're 4 mil away from a minyan, you can't stop. You need to now get to a minyan, you need to go to a minyan, which is 4 mil away from you. That's fine. What happens if the closest minyan is, there is no minyan ahead of you, 4 mil ahead of you. There isn't. The only minyan that is, that it actually exists, you have actually passed it already. You're past Mill Hill already. There was a mil away from you, there was a minyan. But you need to go back. So the halacha is, since you have passed the place already, we don't expect you to go backwards now. Only 1 mil. You don't need to travel 4 mil back. On your journey, you don't need to do that. You do need to go 1 mil back on your journey because you don't need to get out of your way that much. If it's ahead, well, it's okay, keep going. You're anyway going that direction, anyway going towards Golders Green, so keep going. Until 4 mil, you need to travel to go to a minyan. However, if it's a detour, if it's going out of your way, all you need to go is 1 mil. You don't need to go more than 1 mil. Does that make sense, Abayi Sai?
You mean 1 mil back?
Yeah,
you have to go 1 mil back.
That's right. You need to go 1 mil back, but no more than that. If the closest minyan you've passed, you've gone all the way to Golders Green already, and there's no minyan anywhere near, only more than 1 mil, you've passed it already, more than 1 mil behind you, we don't ask you to go back. Just 1 mil, yes. Very good. Absolutely correct. So let's just define exactly how much is a mil. So a mil is, depending on the machlok, is Chazanish and Reb Chaim No. According to Reb Chaim No, is 960 meters. And according to Chazanish, it's 1.152 kilometers. So 1,152 meters. How much is that for British-minded people? How much is that? 960 meters? If you work with approximately a kilometer. We're talking about a kilometer. 1 mil is about...
1 mil is 18 minutes.
Good. So now, so good. So the way this is defined over in the postgame, it's not so much the distance, it's how long it takes you to get there, which is approximately, according to postgame, we're talking about 18 minutes. That's generally, when we talk about a mil, we're talking about 18 minutes distance. So is that, how much is that about? How much can you walk in 18 minutes? Is that about a mile?
1 mile is 1.6 kilometers.
Okay, so it's a bit less than a mile then. It's quite a bit less. According to Abraham, no, it's almost half. So it's about approximately 18 minutes walk. So fine. So we're learning now over here that unless you're anyway going towards that destination, what you need to do is you need to travel as much as 18 minutes to get to your minyan. Rabbi, let us think about a person. Where could that be very relevant? Think about somebody who's on holidays, okay? And say you're not in a family camp, you've got your self-contained villa in the south of Spain. Now, does that sound okay? South of France? South of France, south of Spain? What should we...
But surely if you're on holiday, and if you go to a place, even in England, and you go there, for example, in Norfolk, you know there's no minyan.
There's no minyan.
So should you not then go to...
Good, very good.
If you know you're going to a place where people go on the summer holidays and they take a house right in the middle of nowhere, no minyan, whatever.
Right, good.
So should you not then go, because you know full well for 2 weeks you're not going to dabble with a minyan?
Good, very good. So the answer to that question is as follows. If we're going to see, let's just... The first starting point of that question will have to be, how far do you need to actually go? So the answer is that if indeed there is, you're actually exempt. If indeed within 18 minutes radius of where you are, there is no minyan, you don't have an obligation to go to a minyan. This is because it's considered going out of the way. Unless you're anywhere going on an outing, it's anywhere direction of your outing, you need to go 4 mil. But otherwise 1 mil, which is 18 minutes. Now, are you allowed to go to a place where you know there's not going to be a minyan? Based on this, yes, or based on that, not. Are you allowed to go to a place where you know there's within 18 minutes there's no minyan? What's your thoughts?
Because you're purposely doing it. You know full well, because people go in the summer, they go in the summer, for a break for 2 weeks.
Right.
Somewhere very isolated, no minyan.
Right. So the answer is, the answer to that question is, according to many, many poskim, it's actually, based on what we're learning now, it's actually fine. And the reason for that is, because you are now in a place where there is no obligation to go to a minyan. You have now put yourself in a place where there is no obligation. You don't have to go more than 18 minutes for a minyan. You don't have to travel half an hour to get to a minyan. You don't have to. So now you happen to be in a place where there's no minyan. So fine, you're exempt. You're now in a mokum. Right. So some poskim say, lechatchila don't do it, but if there's a need for it, you can do it. But some poskim say, even lechatchila you're allowed to do it, because you are exempt. You're as if somebody who is, you're now in a position that you're exempt of mitzvah lebetzibah. You don't have to go beyond, you don't have to go further than that. Many poskim take a lenient stance, especially, so you don't have to go further than that. You don't have to go. So that's what many poskim say. The question which is really interesting is, what happens that, I remember once I was in a summer holiday, and I was on my own, but there was not far, not all that far, there was a family camp. That's the, you get best of both worlds if you're not all that far from a family camp. And I wanted to know, and I went there. And then I timed it. How long did it take to get there? And I timed it that and by car, it was not walkable, but by car it took me 19 minutes to get there. 19 minutes to get there. So the question was, do you have to go there or not? Because surely what we're talking about over here, we're talking about a mil, which is a distance. So it's well more than the even Chaznish's distance of 1 point something kilometers. It's, it was a good few miles away. So
Is there a chiyuv or is there no chiyuv? Is there a chiyuv or is there no chiyuv? What are you tying it? It's the time. Very good. So the answer is that many poskim say that it's not so much the mill that we're talking about over here, it's the time of the mill, and therefore, if you walk, it's talking about 18 minutes more, but if you have a car, it's about the journey that takes you 18 minutes to get there. If that's the way you are traveling, so you have to, it's not the distance, it's actually the time of 18 minutes to get to a minyan. So therefore, in that particular case, if it's 19 minutes, you know, you're going to go anyway, but yes, it's not, because I had a car, I can't say to myself, you know, if it's 18 minutes, you have to say, you know, okay, 18 minutes, how long it takes by car, I have to go there. I remember hearing once from a postic in Stamford Hill, a postic in Golders Green, who told me that missed once by Mayriv, a Yid in Golders Green, a famous postic in Golders Green, and he discussed with me the following shaila. He told me that he missed the last Mayriv in Golders Green. He had missed the last Mayriv in Golders Green. Whatever the case, whatever the reason may have been, Simcha, Oines, busy, he missed the last Mayriv in Golders Green. What time is the last Mayriv in Hagers?
I don't know, about
11:30. He missed that. But we all know that if you go to Stamford Hill, you're going to have learning. That's when Mayriv really starts in Stamford Hill. That's when it gets busy, right? So you go to Pinter's and that's where the party starts. So the question was, that's what he asked me. Does he have, he did it, yeah? But do you have to go from Golders Green to Stamford Hill to catch an El Mamariv? Yes or no?
No, that's about 30, 40 minutes. 70, that's 7 miles. That's 7.
So
it's still half an hour, even that's all
right. Well, so the answer was that since we are talking about, very interesting answer, he said, he tied it, that since we're talking about driving 11 by night, where there is not much traffic, and the traffic lights, everything moves quite quickly. Therefore, it's not much more than 18 minutes. I mean, I don't know, not much more than 18 minutes. If you know the shortcuts, you know that, I'm saying you know better than anybody else, I'm sure. But it's not that much more than 18 minutes. And therefore, he said, actually, could very well be, there is actually an obligation to it. He wasn't sure, but he said, could very well be there is. But I think that certainly when we talk about Edra, somebody once asked me, more than once I was asked that question, because Edra, we haven't got that abundance of minyanim yet when it comes to Mayriv than other places. Our latest Mayriv in town is, I think, pretty much 20 past 10, no? And that's the latest one. Is there ATC? Does ATC have a later one? Don't know. There's no that. What happens if a person misses the last Mayriv in Edra? Do you have to go to Golders Green or not? Do you have to go to Hagers or not? It is a very real shaila, Rabbi Isai. Do you need to go to Hagers if you missed the last Mayriv? How long does it take you to drive to Hagers? 11:30 by night.
Nine minutes.
There you go. 9 minutes. So I think that could very well be that if a person does possess a car, could very well be that a person has got... Well, I don't know what you're tying it. What do you think, Mr. Berlin? What do you tying it?
If a person has had a hard day's tour 100 miles, does he have to push it when he just can't do it?
Okay, so that's another question. That it could be that sometimes physically, I physically can't do it. And that's another shaila. That's another shaila. How much does a person need to be moist and effort to push himself to his health, his abilities and his capabilities with regards to his health? That's another shaila, and that's true. That's the poskim say. It's a discussion on the poskim. Let's leave this out for a moment because it is an interesting shaila. Bushavai speaks about it. He said, just as much as a person doesn't have to spend all his money for a positive mitzvah, there's a limit how much money you have to spend on a positive mitzvah. So certainly also when a person comes to a person's health, you then have to spend all your health for a mitzvah. That's interesting thought, but one could argue about that. But either way, when it comes to a person, let's say he can cope with it, it's just that he missed the last Mayriv, he could go to bed a half an hour later, he'll get over it. Does he need to go to Golders Green? Did he need to go to Hagers to catch the Mayriv? Yes or no?
Isn't there a difference between Mayriv and, say,
what would be the argument?
It's more voluntary.
It's interesting. I didn't really see so much about it. I hear you svara. I didn't see that post came on more makel with regards to minyan of Mayriv. I didn't really see that. It's an interesting to svara though. It's a very interesting point.
Is there also a difference when there's loss of money? Let's say minhag during the day.
Okay, so a person, how much does a person need to spend on davening the minyan? So that really is a shaila that we discussed in the earlier Mishnah Berurah. There's a difference between losing money and not gaining money. There's a difference. There's a difference. If it's about losing money, there's a limit. You don't have to spend £150 to dive in the minion. You don't have to. Because somebody actually asked me, he didn't have a car. It's an old, I was asked a few years ago. Someone who didn't have a car. He lives in Ezra, young man. He didn't have a car. And he missed the last Maariv. And the only way that he can make it to Maariv was by actually taking a taxi. How much is a cab to go to Ezra and back, to Ezra Golders Green and back?
A lot.
It's a lot.
Second mortgage.
No, it does add up. It does add up. How much is it? How much is it, roughly? £25 to go to the screen? £25 bam back. Does a person need to spend £25 loving the minion? It's good China.
Is this included? What about mincha then? Does the same thing apply to mincha?
Yeah, well.
Because I was told that mincha is actually more important because, you know, Hashem realizes you're actually taking off me all day.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Yeah, you don't have to, again, when there's a difference between spending money, you don't have to spend all that much money for davening the minyan, but not to lose, but if it's about not gaining money, not earning money, then you have to make sure not to, I'm saying, if somebody's self-employed, he loses a customer, that person has to, it's minyas revach, loss of gain is when a person has to go to, has to do that. Yeah.
What, for mincha?
Yeah, minyas revach. Could be that if he has a customer already that is assigned and he's losing. Depends what the scenario exactly is. But in principle, not to gain money, not to earn money, is one has to do that.
Because sometimes I have a problem with if I go, let's say, out of town.
Yeah.
And then I've got.
Yeah, but then if you're out of town, then you're already beyond the 18 minutes. You don't have to deal with the minyan anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Fascinating Shailas, Rabbi. Fascinating Shailas. Okay, so does this make sense though in principle? Does it make sense? Yeah? Could it be, is there any way in London, I was wondering about that, is there any way in London that you are, that there is no, within the radius of 18 minutes, there is no minion? Yeah. Yeah, that's right, North London.
Even the centre that would be now.
There's quite a few. There's quite a few, right? Yeah.
Not everywhere.
Yeah.
There are quite a few.
Yeah. There's yeah. Okay. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in Seif Katan. Mem Tes v'roitz l'orim bo huadin baboike im batech hoyleches lefonav abo milin yeshmokum shemispalin masor yamtenat shegiya sham. If you're going on a journey, you need to travel all the way up to 4 million if it's in the direction you're going anyway. If it's not out of your way, you need to go 4 million for your minion. This is again, all assuming you don't miss Zman, Shema, and Tefillah. And Seif Katan Nun Beis, the bottom line, I want to just see that. La'achov ayin b'Seif Katan HaKoydem. Hayoyshe b'veisoy. Somebody sitting in his house, dinek min achorov, you need to go 1 mil. It's as if you're going backwards, it's 1 mil distance. Alkein, therefore. Hador b'yishuv, somebody lives in a village. Toich mil lemok mishu b'svon me'asora. Somebody lives in a village and there is in a range of 18 minutes. 1 mil from a minion. He needs to go to that minion. So he needs to go 18 minutes. He needs to go out of the way. He needs to go from his village. He needs to go to his, he needs to leave his farm behind, take the tractor and go 18 minutes to the place where the minion is. In the evening. He says, you don't need to go on a, in a day, you know, but what he's referring to over here is, I think that if it's a dangerous way, an unsecure way, I think that's what he's talking about. You don't need to be, you don't have to put yourself in a dangerous or very uncomfortable place to stand with a minion by Maariv. So actually, it does remind me a bit of what you were pointing out. You said, is there a lighter obligation for Maariv than Shachas Mincha? Maybe from this Mishnah Berurah, maybe there is a bit of indication to that. Maybe. Yeah. Vezeh ha-seif u'toychocha megula. This is a clear Teichocha, this is a Musa statement. La'os na'anoshim for those people, Shem Bo'ir, which are in a city, who mis'atzlin leilech l'beis ha'knesses, l'espalel min chamayriv, people who are lazy to go to shul. It's unacceptable. Teichocha megola, people are lazy to go to shul. They need to go. If it's within 18 minutes, you must go to shul. There's no excuses. Unless, if it's for Mayriv, and it's a slightly dangerous, or extremely uncomfortable way, then there's room for leniency. But otherwise, if it's within 18 minutes, you must down with a minion. Yes, if it costs, it's a different shayla. If it's very expensive, it's a different shayla. If you're losing customers and clients, it's also a bit of a, it's also a shayla. But as, if there's no financial loss involved, one has to go to down with a minion within 18 minutes. So this is what we learned today, and we'll continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.